Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kate Bronstein, and here's what's happening. SEPTA Regional Rail commuters get a last-minute reprieve. A Philadelphia judge ordered the transit agency to halt a fare increase and service cuts that were supposed to take effect next week. More on this from KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
The order came after several hours of testimony on a request for a temporary injunction against all of SEPTA's service cuts. Judge Sierra Thomas Street ruled SEPTA did not have to roll back the cuts that started this week, but she said everything else must stop. When SEPTA's attorney protested, the new cuts had already been built into the system. She said she was aware it would be an inconvenience, but the status quo must be maintained. General Manager Scott Sauer said he had mixed feelings.
Customers who enjoy regional rail service, I'm glad for them. At the end of the day, these were not cuts that we ever wanted to make.
Sauer said, though, the ruling was likely to make SEPTA's deficit worse. The plaintiff's attorney, George Bacchetto, dismissed that concern, saying SEPTA has money in its stabilization fund that will tide it over until a state budget passes with transit funding.
Nobody's here saying Harrisburg's going to give them zero. What's really going on here is SEPTA's trying to get even more money out of Harrisburg than they need to function.
A hearing on whether to make the injunction permanent is scheduled for Thursday. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
While plenty of people flocked down the shore for their last beach weekend, others stayed back to grill and host family gatherings in the park. KYW's Sunny Morgan spoke to some of them.
Potlucks, games, and family reunions have been going on for decades in Fairmount Park, but Linda Brown is continuing a new tradition with her family reunion.
Well, we just started last year, and so this is the second one. We may switch the days, though, for it's Labor Day.
Something that always stays the same is cookout food.
You know how the food goes. The ribs, salmon, barbecue chicken, potato salad, macaroni salad, macaroni cheese, okay. Greens, the whole bit.
Basima says her big family is always together, and they decided to come to the Belmont Plateau to enjoy the holiday.
We got some toys and games and stuff for the family. Just enjoy the beautiful day. Picked a great day in a great spot, so we're excited.
She offered advice to anyone throwing a last-minute barbecue.
Last-minute, just basically biggest thing is communication. Communicate with your fam so you can get everything done, and do it potluck style.
In Fairmount Park, Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And the artist in residence at the Community College of Philadelphia is releasing his album this week. KYW's Sheridae Howard took a trip to CCP's main campus to hear all about the release and the upcoming concert at City Winery planned for this weekend.
And the album's dropping, right? A single?
Dropping the album from then till now is coming out now.
Christopher Michael Stevens, Community College of Philadelphia's 2024-25 Artist in Residence, is a busy man. He's touring with John Legend, scoring a film while also preparing for his own concert Sunday, August 31st.
I'm practicing the music and rehearsing the band. Can't wait for everybody to hear it.
His message intentionally threaded throughout the album and in every song, but accented in the last.
The closing track is called Not Sure Yet, and in parentheses, it's Perseverance. And I would say that that's the overarching message, to keep going, not to give up.
And what about that concert?
Yeah, you can get the tickets at citywinery.com, or you can go to my website, ChristopherMichaelStevens.com.
Sheridae Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Kate Bronstein. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.